In the 1930s, a grim event took place in the basement of an apartment building near what's now MacArthur Park in Los Angeles. Someone wrapped two dead infants in newspaper and left them in a trunk. Forgotten for nearly 80 years, the remains were found this week, and now Los Angeles police are hoping to solve the mystery. NPR's Mandalit Del Marco reports.
It was finally time to clear out the basement of the old Glenn Donald apartment building, and property manager Gloria Gomez was dealing with decades of assorted junk, things abandoned long ago by past residents. In a corner, she came across a large steamer trunk. It was bolted tight, so Gomez pried the lock open with a screwdriver.
I was so excited because the first thing it came out was a beautiful crystal dish. And I like antique stuff.
Gomez also saw some jewelry and a ticket stub to the 1932 Los Angeles Olympics. Then she found two leather bags, the kind doctors used to carry on house calls. Inside them were two small bundles wrapped in old newspapers from the 1930s. Gomez handed the first bundle to her friend Yiming Xing, who unwrapped it carefully.
Look like mommy. It's very dried.
She goes, oh, Gloria, stop it, stop it. Oh, no, no. What is it?
Then they looked at the other bundle.
The second one is bigger. Completely. Yeah, it's a well-developed baby. It has a head, even have a hair on it.
And that's how Los Angeles police got called to investigate the coldest of cold cases. Two infants dead for unknown reasons, hidden and forgotten for more than seven decades. Forget DNA. What detectives really need is a time machine.
Brother, can you spare a dime?
The country was in the grips of the Great Depression. The neighborhood now known as MacArthur Park was called Westlake. It was a suburb for people working in downtown L.A., also popular with Hollywood extras. Urban anthropologist Eric Linksweiler says the four-story lavender terracotta building may have been a residence for single women.
The design of the building was aimed towards female residents, quite frankly. It does kind of freak me out to think that there were two babies in the bottom of that building for so many decades. But just how do you get rid of a dead body?
Alongside the two infants in the trunk, there were also photos and postcards of a well-traveled woman. Her name was all over the items, Jane Barry. Police say she apparently worked as a nurse at a nearby hospital. Were the babies hers, or was there some connection to the hospital? It's all still a mystery. Old vinyl records still play in the building's lobby, but the clues are all downstairs.
This is the basement where you found the trunks.
Officially known as a ballroom.
The property manager shows me one more thing that came from the trunk, a membership book for an upscale mountain resort in Big Bear outside L.A.
See, it says Peter Pan Woodland Club, and inside is this certificate with her name.
Jean Barry.
Then we realized the nurse's name was a lot like the author of the Peter Pan story, J.M. Barry. That's caused some to wonder, did the nurse have some Peter Pan fascination? Was Jean Barry her real name, or was she using the author's name as a pseudonym?
The plot thickens.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.